Today on the God Pod.
And I started talking that way to my phone. I was like, another notification. Get out of here, kid. You bother me.
Oh, are you Jewish, God?
That's my impersonation of the 30s.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's how they talk.
I think I helped found the Jewish faith, actually.
Yeah, you did.
But not circumcised. Anyway.
Do I need to know that?
Jesus, you love your fast food. Are you going to get one of these Pride Whoppers?
You know what Jesus said? He said, blessed are the verse, because they will inherit the kingdom of gay.
It's true. It's better for your relationship, gays.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That was written by Barry Manilow wrote that, and he's gay.
I thought you were going to say State Farm is straight.
No, I wasn't. But nice vibrato,
State
Jesus.
State Farm is queer.
State Farm is gay.
Straight Farm.
That's why they wear khakis.
Hi, everyone. God here. You're listening to the God Pod. We're off and running. Make sure to subscribe. Write us a review. We'll read it on the air. Yeah, so happy Pride Month, Jesus.
Happy Pride Month, God. It's so great to be here celebrating Pride with you. You've been an ally, a great ally.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I mean, wow. I was waiting.
In recent years, anyway. Decades. Recent decades, anyway.
What made you realize that I'm doing better?
Well, the billboard. And,
the billboard, the God Loves Gays billboard in the hometown of the Westboro Baptist Church, yes.
Yep,
yes,
and
yes.
You yell at Chick-fil-A, that's great.
Yeah,
and,
that was when I peaked.
The billboard, yeah, that was really amazing. Mm-hmm.
Although, as of yesterday, we reached 100 on the comedy charts.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Great news.
So we'll see that. Eat shit, Dr. Drew and Andy Richter.
That's what I said to you.
Sorry, Andy. Yeah, I just stole your line. Shameless line stealing. Today we're talking to legendary comedian Judy Gold. Welcome, Judy. Welcome to the God Pod.
Oh, God and Jesus, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here.
So thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
And especially, it's Pride Month. I'm a member of the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ umlaut, pi sine, cosine, treble clef, eighth note.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Which letter of that are you? Are you the clef note?
I'm actually the L.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Lesbian.
For lesbian.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first letter. They've forgotten about us, God and Jesus. You know, they don't really care about us anymore.
Right, they
and
skip
yet you're
right
the first
to the
letter.
End.
Yeah, and we're the first letter.
All anyone cares about now is what's the last letter.
Right.
and
it changes. Right.
Plus the hot
it changes. Or plus sign. Plus sign.
Okay, I'm...
I think it's now, actually, God and Jesus, I think it's now the infinity sign.
Oh.
Yes.
It should be like Prince. It just changes into a new symbol.
Yeah, right.
I would... You know what? Jesus, is this okay? Can we just cut it at LGBT? Jesus, Judy.
No.
What?
You can't. No. You gotta include... I think LGBTQ, I'm willing to go there.
I like Q.
Questioning?
Queer.
Queer. No. See, this is the problem, Jesus and God. Every gay person has a different definition of the Q.
I've and heard that's questioning. Exactly.
Questioning, queer, and it's also quesadilla. That's also one of them.
And I gotta tell you. I mean, if you're questioning, fuck you. You know, I don't like, just get off the fence.
I know, no, you can't be in the group. No, you know what?
You know what? When you decide,
right,
then
exactly.
You get to...
right.
I know what Mary would say here, and I think everybody needs to come out in their own time. So if they want to question, that's okay. They can spend
Jesus.
Some time
figuring it out. No, I agree with you fundamentally.
I understand
fundamentally.
That. But they can't be in the community 100% if
yes.
They're like, oh, I don't know.
You get four letters. Otherwise,
just do
people
the B.
Get
just
even,
do the
even
fucking
four,
B.
You know.
Yeah. Bisexual questioning. It's like, okay, we're all questioning. I'm questioning things all the time. I think if you are someone who is a critical thinker, you're a Q. You're a questioning.
Right.
You're
yes.
All questioning
we love
everything.
Critical thinking.
Right, right. Oh, wow. My son is calling. Sorry. Sorry, you knew that, guys.
Oh,
anyway.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have to call God all the time.
Sometimes I just want to crucify him.
So you, I mean, you, Jesus, do you call God a lot? Do you FaceTime or call God?
FaceTime, call, text. I mean, we're in the palace together too, so sometimes I'll just walk over to the couch and find him there.
It's more
watching.
Of like an annoyed grunt as we pass through the palace.
Hey.
Yeah. You're still here, huh? Okay.
Final point I'll say about queer is I think that's all encompassing, so I like that one, but we don't need to go.
Yeah, I don't like questioning. I'm with the queer. I'm with Jesus.
I'm God, and I'm tired of all the letters. You get four. This month, I'm partnering with comedian Judy Gold.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of letters. There's a lot of letters.
Yeah,
I agree with that. It's hard to keep up, especially for people who are trying.
And, you know, we just got used to the first handful of letters.
Right. And every time you add a new letter, people are like, here we go.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to use this as an excuse to become a Christian fascist now.
Right. Exactly. And they can't. And it's not. And you know, Christian fascists can't spell. So if you're on Twitter, you know that.
True. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's a shame that Moses isn't here today.
Oh, I love Moses. But, you know, he's not good for radio because he has a lisp.
No. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's worked out his lisp over the centuries and aeons because he doesn't seem to have a lisp. Well, he does a little bit of a lisp.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. I mean, he had that whole. Yeah. I mean, he's probably worked it through. Look, Joe Biden. You know, we don't hear. I mean, you can see when he's like, oh, I'm going to stutter. I need
Moses,
to just slow down. Yeah.
He gets a lot of like free physical therapy and occupational therapy through
his
insurance.
Nice.
Exactly.
Oh, so. He has good insurance. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's taking the day off. It's a shame. But,
you know, it's annoying that Moses, you know, as a Jew.
Right.
You know, just decides not to work when. The big Jew is on. You know, it's not right.
I was researching for this interview, and your name on Twitter is at Judy Gold, but it's J-E-W-D-Y.
Right.
Clever.
And Moses doesn't show up.
I know.
Well, it is Shavuos today.
It's also his son's birthday. Him and his wife had a baby after like 2,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Up in heaven. So.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, well, we'll give it to you, Moses. But you're going to have to come back. You can hang out with Moses.
I want to come back and, you know, talk to Moses about it.
You're already coming
things.
Back. We're already. Right. It's like we've been friends forever.
Okay. Good.
So, Judy, let's cover our bases here for interview. What made you first want to get into comedy?
Oh, I don't hate that question at all.
Right.
Someone dared me to do it. But that being said, as you know, God. I always wanted to be a performer. I mean, don't you remember me in my room?
Yeah.
With my, you know, hairbrush. Mm-hmm. And
I watch everyone when they're alone in their room.
I know. But you know what I used to do, God? Well, what? You know. I mean, I'll just tell Jesus. Because Jesus wasn't in our house at all. Elijah came over to visit, but not Jesus. Anyway, I always wanted to be a performer. But I was always funny, but I didn't know in what capacity because... Even though I was making believe I was Barbara Streisand in my room, you know, I was 6 feet when I was 13, as you know. And I'm a very large woman and she, her. And I was always funny and I always gravitated towards variety shows. And I loved Joan Rivers. And I loved, you know, Phyllis Diller and Carol Burnett. And Moms Mabley and Toady Field. I mean, like, I just love these women who were just outspoken and brash. And And when I was in high school, I would watch late night shows. I loved Elaine Boozler, you know, Paula Poundstone. I just, someone who used my RA, the resident advisor.
Advisor, right. Okay.
Yes. But I went to Rutgers. We called them preceptors, whatever. Mm-hmm. He, for Secret Santas, he dared me to do stand-up comedy.
Right.
And I took the day off from classes, and I wrote all this material about the people who lived on our floor. And when I got my first laugh, that was it. That was it. I mean, I was just like hooked. Hook nose and Jewish nose.
That's great.
Wow.
That's a great story.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, and now God, of course, you know this, but I used to sit in the bathroom on the toilet and make believe the sink was like my couch on my talk show and fake interview people.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I had a very, you know, we had vivid fantasy lives because we didn't have these fucking phones.
Right.
God, yeah. Why did you invent right. this stupid phone? It's so annoying. I'd enjoy
it. That was the humans.
But why did you give us that capacity?
I'm hooked on it too. I mean,
it's horrible.
We should ask Satan.
This is what I think. Like when we, like, I think kids don't now, you know, since the invention of the phone and everything, they don't know how to be bored.
Yeah.
And like when we were bored, that's when we were like, let's put on a play or let's go downstairs and, you know, do this
let's go
or
outside.
Let's run
outside.
I was just thinking about this, watching the latest season of Stranger Things. Do you watch that at all, Judy?
No, I don't have time. And it annoys me. Isn't it scary?
it can be a little scary.
Yeah, I don't like the scary.
I usually don't go for scary either. In it, it's in the 80s and they're playing like Dungeons and Dragons. And Jesus, you've been watching. They're like, yeah.
Did you say Dungeons and Dragons, God?
Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons.
Jesus, did you hear God say Dungeons and Dragons?
I think it was how he enunciated, maybe. It was just very passionate about it. I don't know.
Dungeons and Dragons. Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead, God.
Now I'm going to be on top of my game.
I'm sorry.
They were playing Dungeons and Dragons, the famed role-playing game, and the kids were so into it, so enthusiastic, right, in the show. And I'm watching, I'm like, this defies all credulity. This isn't real. Like, kids aren't like this. And then I remember, wait a minute, they don't have cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You used to be able to lose yourself in a game.
Right.
And get that
exactly.
Passionate.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. God, congratulations.
I pulled it out, right?
Mazel tov.
It's very unfortunate where we are now. I completely agree with you. It's sad. It's sad.
We've had this conversation, I've checked my phone like 20 times.
I have not, God, as you know, because you can see me.
I have OCD, in case you couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I heard a tip from somebody. They actually made their iPhone screen black and white. And apparently when you do this, you feel less addicted to the phone because the colors make you addicted to it.
I told
as well.
You that. Wasn't that me?
Maybe. Oh, maybe you
Wait,
did.
Wait, how do you do it? How do you make it black
it
and white? I want to do that.
You go into settings and you go into accessibility. Yeah, and you can turn it off in there.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. Does it really change?
Yeah, because part of it, when you load up your phone, I mean, part of the hit you're getting from it is all the color. It's like, I don't know.
Well, what if you're colorblind and addicted to your phone? Then you really have.
Then you really have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I was doing it for a little while, Jesus, and then I just...
You needed that addiction back.
I was like, this is... I feel like my phone is from the 1930s.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're on Instagram or something, you don't want to look at everybody's photos in black and white. You want to see that beautiful color.
And I started talking that way to my phone. I was like, another notification. Get out of here, kid. You bother me.
Oh, are you Jewish, God?
That's my impersonation of the 30s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's how they
talk. I think I helped found the Jewish faith, actually.
Yeah, you did.
But not circumcised. Anyway.
Do I need to know that? Do I need to know that? Seriously.
No. Okay. So what is the job of the comedian? Moving on to a tougher question. This was going around a few months ago on Twitter.
Yes. The job of the comedian is to make the audience laugh. Mm-hmm. That's the job of the comedian. Now, that was going on around Twitter. But it's also the job of the comedian... literally to make you laugh, but also it's also their job if they're going to make you laugh about a very subversive topic or something that is loaded or has baggage, you have to write a great joke.
Right.
So, you know, that's what your job is. And great comedians will.
But that's hard.
Right. But they'll make you laugh. They'll make you think. And, you know, the great George Carlin.
My favorite.
The best. Said it's the comedian's job, and this is probably where it came from, to find the line, cross it, and bring the audience along and make them glad that you did. Mm-hmm. And we don't know where the line is until we most of the time until we've crossed it and the audience tells us. And stop taking comedians so seriously. It's like you know, these, I feel like lawmakers, politicians, other kinds of people who literally have power, mm-hmm. their words are destructive and kill people. Like, literally.
And they're held to no account.
Right. And incite violence. And a comedian is trying to make you laugh. You know, that's it. And if you don't like their comedy, then don't go to their show. Mm-hmm. Change the channel, the station, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's the beautiful thing.
Right. You know. But instead, all of a sudden, everyone, you know, these, your people who you created think that whatever way they take the joke is the only way. And if you know.
And social media has made it worse where everyone
gets to
speak. Oh,
please, because they all have a soapbox.
Everyone gets to comment and retort and provide their feedback and review. This urge to rate and review everything.
Yeah, everybody wants to throw in their opinion and everybody thinks they're right.
That's why the important thing is to never read comments on the internet.
Oh, you can't.
Or turn them off.
Or reviews, like when you do something, don't read reviews. But, you know, I've done shows, you know, over the pandemic when we were doing virtual shows, and you could see the comments coming in while you're doing your,
oh yeah,
your shtick. And people are, they're sitting at home.
They're such jerks.
I know, like, oh, that's not fun. And it's like,
oh, that was
fuck
boring.
Yourself.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut your fucking mouth. You're sitting on your fucking couch jerking off.
The same rule, exactly.
Asshole.
Exactly. Like,
I love cursing at Colin.
The same rules of going to a show should apply. Speaking of which, I saw it said online that you're great at crowd work.
I love crowd work.
What does that mean?
So, you know, a lot of comedians, Paula Poundstone's genius at crowd work too. Uh-huh. But crowd work is when you're on stage and you're no fourth wall and you're improvising with the crowd. You're literally talking to an audience member and engaging with them and on the fly creating jokes. And a lot of those jokes become bits. And it's a lot, years ago, people used to be so snotty about, oh, they do crowd work. Oh, they don't write jokes, blah, 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 blah. But crowd work is hard, especially because of the fact that you have to get out of it if it's not working.
Yeah.
So it's a risk, but it's also what makes stand-up so fun is that there's no fourth wall and you can engage.
I love it. Yeah, it makes it way more like exciting.
Right. And so I have my act, but I also love doing crowd work and some people can and some people can't. But I don't think there's to criticize. Now all these comics are doing crowd work albums. I mean, if they knew 25, 30 years ago, it was like, they do. Like it was like this horrible, it was like a, whatchamacallit, in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's such a risk, especially if you have a great audience.
We were doing some live parties with our listeners for a little while. And there were times where
you're riffing, right?
It's really interesting.
Right.
Someone reveals they're an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
Oh, God.
or whatever, what have you.
Someone and did you make out. That funny?
There are other, I don't know. Did we, Jesus?
I think we had fun with it. Yeah, we had fun. We were just so surprised because that person had never listened to an episode of the God Pod before, but they heard about the party. So they came, they hung out via a Facebook link and then they discovered
You love it
truth.
When people haven't listened and they show up and then, okay. Anyway, it was good times.
What do you say to that? Like, I have had audience members say stuff, I have to say though, until 2016, or really 17, when your whatever became president, your disciple,
the chosen one. Disciple. Oh, I hate that guy.
Okay, good. Anyway, before that, it didn't matter if what side of the political landscape you were on. You presidents were always fodder for comedians, always. And Clinton was a gold mine for Democrats and Republicans as far as material.
Did he do something particularly memorable or funny? I forget.
Are you having dementia? I mean, I would take Prevagen.
I have been struggling to name the president lately. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Yeah, I would try Prevagen.
The other day I said Joe Manchin.
Oh, thanks.
He's a terrific. Ha-ha! Okay. But the thing is that there's a story. Do you remember the Smothers Brothers, God? Mm-hmm. Johnson was the president, and they, his kids loved the show, and it was on in the late 60s. And they used to, you know, be really comedy abusive. You know, they really, they dissed him a lot on the show, and he would get upset, and he was friends with the head of CBS and was like, can you ask him to stop? You know, anyway, the point is that the Smothers Brothers was canceled. They were really fired.
They were literally canceled.
Right. And the president, Johnson, wrote them a letter after they were off the air and said, you know, although it was hard for me at times, it was my honor and privilege to be fodder for your satire. That's what makes America the country that we are. And I wish you all the luck and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't now, he the one he got him fired? Clearly.
Well, no, he didn't really get them fired. He because they
plausible deniability, huh?
Yeah, whatever. They had a what's his name? The folk who was banned from television, they put him on. And also David Steinberg did a bit that was banned from TV. I mean, they pushed the limits, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I know, I forget about that.
Right. When Orange Fuckface became president, like all of a sudden you couldn't even do a joke about his fucking hair. His followers would freak out in the audience. It's like,
right.
Oh my God.
You're not allowed, because they're what they always do. It's the paradox of tolerance.
Right.
They use the mechanisms of democracy and free speech. They always play the victim.
Right. Right.
And are you appearance shaming him?
Right. Right.
But meanwhile, they'll do that shit all day long.
All day long. All day long. And it's like, come on. And, you know, Orange Fuckface did not have a sense of humor at all. Wanted SNL investigated. I mean, you know, couldn't even go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's when comedy is a weapon.
But the most, but probably the most unintentionally hilarious. He had a lot of really hilarious / terrifying moments.
You were just like, is this really fucking happening?
Right. Like Ron Burgundy is president.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Hey, look who joined
Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger.
Oh, Pete Seeger.
Seeger.
Okay.
He was banned, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's right there.
I don't know if things are getting better or getting worse.
I know.
Hey,
look who's
joined us, though.
Who?
It's Mary Magdalene.
Mary!
Hi, Judy. How's it going?
Hey, Mary.
I'm good.
You're good? Are you tired?
You know, sick and.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I do like that you refuse to give him a name and keep calling him Orange Fuckface, because that's
a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say his name.
See, yeah. I had the opposite of you on SNL putting him up, though. I just was like, ugh, are we normalizing it? Are we? Making,
oh no, I don't know. I'm saying he wanted SNL investigated.
Ah, I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was after like the campaign when they had him on or whatever, which was insane.
During the campaign when they had him on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was horrible. And, you know, Taryn Killam, who was a cast member at the time, he's on my podcast this week and we talk about that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Because he talks about what it was like having him on the show, and also that, you know, who was with him all the time.
Hmm. Well, we're going to have to tune into that. What is this podcast called again?
It's called Kill Me Now. Kill Me Now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a great name.
I know, but then now everyone is like, oh, you can't say kill. I used to, the logo used to be a microphone, right? A microphone that turned into a noose.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
And I had to get rid of that logo because, mm-hmm, of course, you know, you can't have that. But
what if it was a microphone on top of a cross?
Did you get a message from Apple being like, hey, no nooses in the podcast territory, please?
Did you get canceled by Apple?
It was done very classy, I want to say, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Kill Me Now, Google search that. Judy's going to talk on this week. She's talking to Taryn Killam. Killam is on Kill Me Now.
Hey now.
And that they're going to talk about Orange Fuckface.
Yeah, and when he hosted and how, you know, because Taryn didn't want him on and he was horrible.
Right.
Who does that?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think during that election cycle, CNN, other news outlets also did the same thing of sort of legitimizing it a little bit by presenting
good for ratings.
Yes, and presenting these very right-wing fringe fascist ideals as things that were worth debating. So
right, and conspiracy theories and lies. Mm-hmm. And the more they say it, the more they start believing it. That's you know, how come I can't see Mary Magdalene?
Oh, you know, it's God didn't
want to
pay for.
Are you just in a dark room?
He didn't want to pay for the full package.
What?
Of Zoom.
What? Oh. That's not lies from the pit of hell. Lie, how dare you?
Yep.
upload your photo.
So God is cheap, Mary.
So I handle that's not true. We've even started purchasing paper for the office from Dunder Mifflin. It's a whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
It's
I love that.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. And he's just like, we can, you know, what are we even doing with paper? Like, we know everything.
Wow,
and it's
He
does not understand
how an
office
works. Mary, you're in charge of HR. What happens if I have to file a complaint about you?
I
think Jesus decides.
Are you questioning my like ability to be impartial, even as a judge, jury, and executioner?
I will entertain this complaint.
Thank you.
Because I think Mary can check out her Zoom settings and add the profile section if she wants.
Probably.
I got your back, God.
Okay.
It's fine. This is why they tell you in the workplace to think that you are a mediocre white man. And so that's it.
Oh,
I like that.
Can
I
she
like
say that?
That?
Speaking
yes,
of
she
which,
can.
Let's
she
talk
can.
About your book titled, Yes, I Can Say That.
Oh,
what was that about?
Transition.
Oh, that was a good transition.
Even I got
it.
Well, it's called Yes, I Can Say That. And then the subtitle kind of explains it's when they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. Because I believe once you start silencing comedians, that's the end of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
End of it. That we're just trying to make you laugh. I don't want to live in a world without laughter. And you know what? If you take a joke the wrong way, that's on you. Get over it. You know, it's like these people feel like, you know, their perception of a joke is the only way to take it. And if you're going to be offended, you're going to be offended. Get the fuck over it. You know, if you go to see a band, I talk about this in the book, that you're like your favorite band. Mm-hmm. I talk about a friend who went to see your favorite band and they, she was so excited, but she gets to the concert and they do all new material, all new songs. And she was disappointed. Does she then say, I'm never listening to this fucking band again? How dare they? No, but that's what they do with comedians.
Right.
But also, this is the other point. I try to make this point a lot. If you murder someone and you go on trial for murder, for homicide, your sentence is determined by your intent, what you were thinking, what, you know, was it premeditated, whatever. And yet you don't give the same consideration to a comedian telling a joke.
I think that's a really good point.
Exactly. It's, you know, comedians, they have the right to say, as we've already stated, whatever they want. And people, if they don't like it, they don't want to go down that road. They don't have to listen to it.
Right.
You know, you can be disappointed and there's a lot of people that are, and that's okay.
Right.
The thing
it's
that
like,
I have about it, the question that I always ask is like, who has actually been canceled per se, you know, because.
Well, Kathy Griffin.
She's doing great, isn't she?
Now she is, but she had several years there. It was horrible. She couldn't even pick up her phone.
It's hard for me to understand because I don't have an agent. So I don't understand.
God doesn't have an agent. Jesus,
no,
do you
or
have
a manager.
An agent?
No. We're outside of that whole Hollywood bubble.
Yeah.
So we don't understand, you know, like how the calls may slow down if you say something bad.
I mean, everything was canceled. She couldn't even answer her fucking
what
phone.
What did she do again? She had a photo shoot where she had like...
Where at the end they took a mask, a Halloween mask, and they poured ketchup on it. And
decapitated it was, orange fuck face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it right. was a, it was art. You don't like it, then...
Mm-hmm. I remember it that.
Yeah. And but you gotta... Can I just tell you the... There's so many bands and other performers who were doing such anti orange fuckface stuff. And think about all the things they did to Obama. All mm-hmm. those horrible, horrible
racist memes and things
and
like
hanging
that,
yes. hanging nooses from the tree. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Whatever. I can't.
Yeah. I know. But you're right. It cuts both ways. People get, you know, attacked for going after talking about politics a lot, right. about politicians. It, you can't I've make never, fun of Trump. Yeah. Why not? Meanwhile, he can like
and
say
he,
whatever
yell
the fuck
out.
He wants.
Right. He can say whatever the fuck he wants because he's in power. And they yell out, those people. Like, I would do a joke about, I mean, I had some really good jokes about Orange Fuckface when mm-hmm. he was in office, even though he shouldn't have been because he lost by many millions of votes. But anyway... and you know, the audience would laugh, but there would always be one psycho follower, cult member, who'd be like, yeah, we'll say something funny. And I was like, I just did. That's why the audience is laughing. Why don't you, you know, you don't have to be here. Go to your cult meeting, go put on your sheet and go to your cult meeting.
It's really scary. I will say it's really scary out there
because of how he behaves.
Because of this Christian fascist.
Right,
psychopath.
But look at how they behave. Look at how. So you really see how he behaves, how it seeps into, you know, everyone behaves like it's so rotten to the core. That entire GOP, the shit they say. I mean, God.
Yeah.
How did Lauren Boebert and that fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene? They're so stupid. They're just dumb.
They just love attention. They're trolls. They love attention.
Right. That's it. And it's all about that. And it all started, you know, I think it all began with trash TV, the OJ trial and chase, the,
and
you
the
know,
way
all
that,
that
it was
stuff.
Played up and, right. Yeah, for ratings.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still happening to this day.
Right. All right. We can talk about my book again. But anyway, my book
yeah.
is about free speech from the perspective of a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I talk about free speech.
Well, and there's and the entire, it seems like, professional comedian class agrees on this. And there's almost a
not all.
Okay, well, that's my sense as a fan. And there's almost like when you tell people you can't do that, that makes them want to do it.
That
more.
Makes them want to do it more. Right. I mean, there are some comedians who are like, no, I'm happy to not offend people or blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think it is forcing comedians to write better jokes because they're mm-hmm. like, oh, I can't say, you know, you can't take the easy way out.
Something we talked about recently, there was a clip that went viral of George Carlin talking about how, you know, he was talking about Andrew Dice Clay at the time was packing him in. And I guess some of his material was racist.
And homophobic. He was racist and homophobic, yeah, and misogynistic. Yeah.
And George was saying, hey, listen, you know, Andrew, I'm sure he doesn't think he's doing this, but...
Right.
And, you know, punching up versus punching down. And so, what about that? Are some people punching down more?
Well, I think Andrew, and I talk about him in the book, too. I talk a lot about George, but he was playing a character of a misogynist asshole. Right. That was a character. Like, if you know him, you know that's like not how he right. is at all.
Right.
And it was sort of this, you know, farce. But what happens is, as you know, people start believing it, mm-hmm. even though it's all, you know, it's just stupid juvenile shit. It's this guy dressed up like, hey, oh, hey.
Oh.
You
know?
Right. Yeah. And so.
Jersey smell shtick.
Right. So you could either look at it and go, okay, here's a guy who's dressing up and acting like a fucking racist asshole and making fun of those people. Mm-hmm. Or you can be a racist fucking asshole, misogynist, homophobe, and be like, yeah, that's my dude.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. So I draw the line. When I know they're laughing for the wrong reason, that's right. when I get.
When you touch that rail.
Yeah.
You know, it's. Yeah. Anyway, some people are really going to the well on that stuff lately.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to stand the test of time very well. But they're allowed to say whatever they want. We can agree on that.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
So who are some of your favorite guests you've had on? I see you've had on John Pavlovitz. We've had him on this podcast as well.
I love that John Pavlovitz.
Right? What a nice guy.
He's an excellent guy. Have you had on...
We had on Mary Fuckface.
Oh, I love Mary Fuckface. Mary Orange Fuckface.
Come on, she deserves better. Come on,
I get it.
I love that.
A little love from the pro.
Mary. Yes, Mary was...
Esteem.
And I loved interviewing her because I know her, actually. I know her from before. If you see out my window, can you guys see? Mary, can
little
you see?
A little bit.
Oh, Mary's back.
Nice. Mary's got her picture up, see?
Yeah, I like it. Mary's hot. That house, she used to live in that house, and that's how we became friends. Okay.
Wow, you just open the windows and say, good morning, Mary Fuckface.
Hey, Mary Fuckface.
Yeah, you're like besties a little bit, right?
No, we're not best. I mean, it's not if I'm having a stroke, I'm not calling Mary Fuckface.
Hold on, I'm going to text her on Twitter.
God, not all neighbors are besties.
I love her. Shut up. I was just on her show last week. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, well, she's been on this show a couple times, so we've got a lot.
Oh, she's been on multiple times.
On mutuals.
Yeah, I think three times
right
now.
Then. All right.
Big fan. Friend of the pod, as it's called.
Yeah, I liked interviewing her because I really wanted to... You know, my interviews are all about, you know, their childhood and growing up and stuff that they don't really talk about. And then they talk about what pisses them off. But yeah, I love people's stories. I love their stories and what makes them who they are, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
You know, that's interesting. I love, 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 love dogs. But
good.
And I really want one, but I've only had cats, being a lesbian. So I've owned cats, but I haven't had a dog yet. But I fucking love dogs. Love,
I hear that.
Love,
exactly.
Love, 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 love. And I want a dog really badly. Like, and I, you know what I kind of want? I want a damaged rescue dog who will just think I'm the greatest thing that ever happened to them.
Yes. Smart, and hopefully you can. Right. Fix them, undamage them.
Right. But I want to undamage them and have complete loyalty.
They will love you. Yeah.
I have
know
a rescue
that feeling.
Dog.
I desire complete loyalty. Also.
Right, right.
I have a rescue dog and I highly recommend it. It's a great thing to do.
Where did you get your rescue dog, Jesus?
From up here in heaven, of course.
Where?
I'll message you after the show. Up here in heaven.
Right. Oh, okay. Really? Yes. Jesus, can you let me know?
Yeah,
I thought you didn't want a dead dog.
I'll find a good one for you. No, the one I found is alive.
Okay.
But yes, it's a great thing to do. A lot of dogs need our help. Please don't go to one of these places that breed dogs. I don't care if you want a particular type of dog. You'll find a cute, loving one at a shelter. You just
need
a little
patience.
Yes,
that's what I want to do. I want to go to a shelter, but then I feel like it's going to be too hard for me to go to a shelter and not take every dog. Does that happen to
that
you?
That has happened to me too. But maybe you can tell your friends, like, hey, I can't have all these dogs, but why don't you grab this one?
Right.
You know? And I'll take the cutest one.
Right. Yes.
But they're a lot of work. So
I
know.
That's the thing.
Cats are nice and easy.
Right. But, you know, the kitty litter.
Still boxes of
shit
in your house.
It's also
exactly my issue with cats.
It's like annoying with the kitty litter. And then when they go in and then they're like, their back legs are, and then it gets all over the fucking floor and they're like trying to cover it up. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then it smells like shit. And you know, my ex, when she got pregnant with our first son. I had the second one, as you know, and she had the first one. And so when she was pregnant, she's like, oh, pregnant women are not supposed to change kitty litter. It's really bad. So,
what?
Yeah, that's what she said. So I had to change the kitty litter for the 9 months.
Of course.
And then after the 9 months, I was like, all right, you can go change the kitty. She's like, no, I you know what? I have an adverse reaction now that I didn't do it for nine months. So I always had to fucking change the kitty litter.
Oh, no. If any listeners can tell us how to have a litter box in your home and avoid the smell, please let me know. I'm very curious.
I think there's like, you know, it's all about how much money you spend, Jesus.
Yeah.
There's like the ones that automatically clean themselves. And the chance of like,
oh, yeah, they have those. But then there's the ones who have the cats that go outside and then come back in and then, you
or
know.
Use the toilet. That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's great.
A human toilet.
Yeah.
That's so odd. But good for you if you can make your cat do that.
But I mean, if the cat's going to use the human toilet, if the cat is on the toilet, then you have to shit in the kitty litter.
Yeah, the cat's going to be territorial. Yeah. Get off.
And then you got to bury it. It's the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not asking, hey, who's in there to any like I pay bills here. He does not.
Right.
Like, just yes. Skittles is on the can. Like I just.
Yeah,
I can't,
no, I get
no,
it. I get
no.
it.
Mary, we got your audio fixed now. You're back. Satan's number.
Somewhat. It's a little bit in and out. All right,
all right. You like it and out, don't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Happy Pride Month, Mary.
My good
by the way.
Christian gal.
I'm sorry.
I like In N Out Burger.
Happy Pride Month, Mary.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Speaking
but
of-
I thought it was for Jesus.
Huh? Yes.
For Jesus, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I wish him happy Pride. We're all celebrating.
Like, yeah, we had a whole colors. Pride thing when you were out doing whatever the hell you were doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens. It's HR fine.
We heard.
Gotta put them out.
Uh-huh.
She works hard. So we got some goddamn news to discuss.
So you better
here.
Treat me right. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, God.
It's Pride Month. I got a whole bunch of stuff related to that. All these corporations have been coming out with their Pride Month initiatives, like always. Burger King declared it's time to be proud with its new Pride Whopper. Have you seen this? What do we think of this?
Mm-hmm. I have the to top. Say. Yeah. Mary, do you understand
it? Was
it?
Stupid.
Okay.
So I think they were trying to do like a... So imagine, if you will, everyone. So it's a burger where the top of the burger bun was on the bottom and then they put another
no
top.
No way.
Yes, that's what it is.
And then they put two burger bottom buns together to basic was to depict just like
it's same it's
sex
like it's same bun.
Oh, it's two tops or two bottoms.
But
right.
That's what
right.
we saw.
Right.
That's what we saw.
But
that's
then I guess then you go to Burger King and say, I
want
to be, I want the tops.
Say,
I want the bottoms.
I
want
to say a good congratulations to our folks at Burger King for highlighting the discrimination against bottoms in the
right. Bottoms and tops. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'm sure that everyone wanted the two tops.
Absolutely. And
because it has the seeds.
Were left out in the
cold. No one wants to be the bottom.
And what does the Bible say? It said the first shall be the last. No, well, it was the last shall be the first. There we go. The bottom shall
right,
be.
Right.
So Jesus, you love your fast food. Are you going to get
do.
One of these Pride Whoppers?
You know what Jesus said? He said, blessed are the verse because they will inherit the kingdom.
It's
again.
True. It's better for your relationship, Keys. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm going to go to Austria and maybe enjoy one of these.
Oh, it's Austria.
Pride- Burger King right. Austria, mm-hmm. at least maybe there's some others. Though last year, remember, Burger King rolled out their chicken sandwich to compete with Chick-fil-A, and they were donating 40 cents or something like that for uh-huh. for every chicken purchase to the human rights campaign. That was a great idea.
And
excellent.
They were tossing major shade at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, they were.
I remember you used to love Chick-fil-A, Jesus. Do you still eat it?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Oh, Jesus, no. Thank you. I don't allow my kids to eat Chick-fil-A. Although, they do say that they're better now or something.
They've tried to improve, allegedly. Yeah, we'll see in time if they actually...
Oh, no, no, no. Keep following the money. So now I think the money is just sent to the Chick-fil-A Foundation, which then spends the money on homophobic causes, including but not limited to helping pass homophobic bills all throughout Africa.
And also, they're very anti-women, and they're having control over their own bodies.
It's crazy.
Right.
That chicken would usher in the Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, exactly. Know.
The good news is every restaurant, fast food restaurant, is trying to replicate the Chick-fil-A sandwich that so many people love. So there's alternatives.
All
that
you care about is the good chicken sandwich. Got it, Jesus.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Okay.
And I don't plan on it.
I have. It's regular chicken, everyone. Stop
it's not. Yeah, it's a cult. However, there were all these companies, right? They go all in for Pride Month. They change their avies on social media. And then, like, but they're also donating money to anti-LGBT.
Right.
Politicians like Toyota, AT&T, Comcast, State Farm.
Right.
You lying motherfuckers.
State Farm is anti...
Well, they donate.
They donated to anti-LGBTQ campaigns.
Do you remember their jingle? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That was written by Barry Manilow wrote that, and he's gay. So
wait, really? That's true? I didn't know that.
Nice. Yes.
Dropping the knowledge.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say State Farm is straight.
No, I wasn't. But nice vibrato, Jesus.
State Farm is queer.
Is it straight?
State Farm is gay.
Straight Farm.
Straight Farm.
That's why they wear khakis.
Yeah.
So tight.
It's a good point.
That's why they dress like they work at Target. The brand confusion, guys. We should think about that.
So during Pride Month, what a Pride Month it is, of course, these Christian fascists are pushing their psychotic laws all over the USA. Ohio's House recently banned transgender students in sports and now requires genital exams in disputes.
That is fucking horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this, folks? Because the same people that are calling everyone groomers are now demanding
to see their private
genitals be inspected before they can play a sport. When you could just, like, you know, accept that once in a while there's a trans girl on a girl's team and just, like, leave it be. No, this is what they're doing. This is what they're spending their time on.
Well, otherwise they would have to deal with the real issues, you know, or, you know, like
guns.
Gun control.
Right, exactly. All of this stuff is connected. All connected, folks.
Right. We're the enemy and, you know, keep instilling fear in people.
Thinking. Just this last weekend, Republicans lost their minds because Pizza Hut was promoting a drag book for kids. And Republicans were not happy. Their words were, Pizza Hut has fallen. It sounds like Pizza Hut has gone woke. I warned you about what Pizza Hut had become, but you weren't ready to hear it. Pizza Hut has gone full woke. Now we must make them full broke. They took everything from us. Says Jack, douchebag. Okay.
Isn't Papa John still there with his sweatiness?
Oh, God, Papa John. He stepped down. Like, Shaquille O'Neal is the new spokesperson.
Jabba the Hutt, greasy-ass Jabba the Hutt face. I told y'all it was the grease on his face they were making the pizza with. That was that sheen on the pizza.
That is so disgusting.
I have to say, God, your own website cause Pizza Hut the worst pizza money can buy. I'm down for a stuffed crust pepperoni from Pizza Hut.
That was the writer's opinion.
That's fine. Okay. And I'm saying the writer's wrong, in my opinion.
Dare they inject their opinions into an article. I don't think it's that good. Did you know they used to inject cheese into every part of a Pizza Hut pizza?
Good.
Inject.
Did you know that that was an initiative from the U.S. government because they had too much cheese? Anyway,
that's why we got stuffed crust.
Because we had too much cheese, and it's a shame that Moses isn't here. We're gonna have to talk about this on a conspiracy corner in the future.
But, are you serious?
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild.
This is socialism, guys. Wow. Yeah. Stuffed crust pizza is socialism.
Yeah.
That's right, Mary. Ugh. It's so healthy, though, so that's good.
Well, let's talk about thoughts and prayers and dildos.
Okay.
Lots has been going on with the mass shootings in the USA. Lots of bad things happening. And thanks to Ted Cruz, Texas has stricter laws about dildos than guns. Did you know that?
Right, because he is a big dildo and he's free.
You're only allowed to have like 5 dildos in Texas, but you're allowed to have as many guns as you want.
God, when are you going to do something about Ted?
I mean, I'm trying.
Okay.
We have some ideas in the works, but we can't share
them. Oh,
beautiful
smiting.
Yeah, I can't.
I need more people to believe in me, and then I might have some power again.
Okay, because that thing
That's
is
never
disgusting.
How it's
we gave him the idea to go to Cancun when all that shit was going down in Texas, a year or two ago? So we're going to keep feeding him misinformation
all
like
right,
that
good.
To make
Please.
Him look bad.
Please. Yeah. And his wife is, I mean, everyone's like, oh, I feel sorry for the wife. No, I don't.
No.
I read this article. She thinks he's like the handsomest, greatest person. Ugh. I just puked. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck? It's every day. Every single day.
It's never enough.
And then
for them.
About all these photos of these people with their 25,000 guns and their little kids holding guns. Like, you must have the tiniest. Talk about genitals.
They're psychopaths. Yeah,
I think the statistic is that only 3% of the population owns about 80% of the guns that are like, you know, out there.
Right.
It's a little scary. Right. And the fact that children are indoctrinated into this thing
is
weird.
I'm with Mary.
According to a new CBS poll released today, 44% of Republicans say that Americans just have to accept mass shootings.
No, we don't.
Right. No.
This is how they get us painted into a corner and not having a radical imagination. No, we don't.
I love your responses, folks.
Anything.
Exactly.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
The Texas Governor Abbott excluded gun control from a special session on school shootings.
Oh, I hate him so much.
They're determined to do nothing. Then, of course, there was, and they want you to focus on every other possible solution except guns. Such as Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance, who wants to ban porn. And he blames porn and video games and all of those things.
Yeah, that's definitely what's causing it.
What kind of porn is J.D. Vance looking at? Okay, anyway.
I guess when you use a gun as a dildo.
Right. Right.
Remember when Ted Cruz cooked the bacon on his barrel of his gun?
No.
Oh my God! You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, he put a piece of bacon on the gun barrel. I think it's called the barrel. I don't know. And he shot it, and it was so hot, and the bacon started sizzling. Ooh. Oh,
stupid! Brother. Remember that time you got caught looking at porn on Twitter?
That was the best. Yeah.
Oh, I hate him.
What is the connection between abortion rights, porn, violence against women, and gun violence? I'm detecting like a through line, a pattern here. Okay, they don't want anyone to jerk off.
Right.
They don't want anyone to be able to get an abortion. They don't want there to be any contraceptives.
Yeah, they're obsessed. Yeah, but they don't want people to have sex with the same gender.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
I think they're impotent, and they buy the guns to replace the feeling of power their deaded penis can no longer provide.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
All right. What do you think, Mary? Are we onto something?
She said her audio's out again. She just messed up.
What?
Satan. All right. Let's move on to blessings and smites. And basically, Judy, this is the part of the show where we talk about things we liked, our blesses, and we talk about things we hated, our smites.
Okay.
I, of course, have to bless Judy for being here today. And, you know,
Thank
in
you.
Honor of Pride Month, bless you for being a lesbian.
Thank you,
just
Jesus.
Straight up.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I also really love the reveal that you used to be neighbors with Mary Trump. I know. But out of respect to Mary, I want to use her.
She's the only good Trump. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Bless also Burger King. Yeah. the best ideas around stupid. Pride? Maybe not, yeah. But you know what? They're doing something.
So stupid. Yeah.
I love the simplicity of it. They
love
didn't
that
have to do
someone
anything.
Thought of it, and they were all like, yes!
Genius!
Two top,
yes,
two
that's
bottoms!
That's such a good idea!
Make the gays pick which they want to reveal whether they're
yeah,
a top or
exactly.
bottom. Yeah, and then smite this awful bill out of the Ohio House banning transgender students in sports and these genital examinations.
Right.
I would like to bless Judy Gold for joining us today. Thank you so much, Judy.
I bless both of you. Big fans. I'm sorry Mary's audio wasn't working. Yeah. Please send my love to Moses.
We will.
I'd love to say you're doing great work, but... You know, I just
the
say,
results speak for themselves. I know,
but you're nice.
I know.
The thing is, you're lovely people.
Oh,
I mean, whatever
you
are, whatever
you
are,
we're trying.
Yeah.
Bless you also for holding me to a higher standard and pushing me. You
oh,
know,
anytime. And
I
Jesus,
I mispronounced dungeons. She was on me.
Yeah.
She was like,
I want you to be better. I just want you to be the best.
Exactly.
You can be. And Jesus,
better,
I know that we haven't embraced that whole. You know, but we like you. We think you're great.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've been a fan. I just don't think you're, you know, the be all end all.
Okay,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Fair. That's fine.
Not the bee's
that's
knees.
Fine. Yes.
But you're up there. You're definitely up there.
Thank
you.
Know? Thank you.
So,
I feel the same about you.
I would like to smite the 44% of Republicans who say that Americans just have to accept mass shootings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Smite them.
Mm-hmm. And smite Mary's audio for being
so
nasty with us today.
Exactly.
Because we love her. Every time she speaks, it's gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Whatever. From heaven. So what do you think, Judy? Do you want to take a stab at the blessings and smites, or did you already do that?
I have to think up blessings and smites?
It can be anything. It doesn't have to be...
You don't have to. No guest has ever turned down the opportunity before, but you have every right to.
Okay. I want to send out... let me see. I got to send out blessings. This is bad. I don't have any blessings. I have a lot of smites. Let me do smites.
Sure.
Okay, I'll do the smites.
That's fine.
I wanna, I'd like to smite pretty much the entire GOP and their lack of doing anything after 26 people were killed at a school in Connecticut. So I want to smite anyone who doesn't believe in some sort of new gun laws. You know who else I'd like to smite? Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to smite.
We haven't forgot, motherfuckers.
Amy Cunty Barrett. That's her original.
Ooh,
nice.
Good one.
Yes.
Nice.
And Brett Kavanaugh. Ugh. Brett Cuntanaugh. Kavanaugh.
And Ron Death Sentence.
Ron Death Sentence. Oh, yeah. I can't smite him. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just have a lot of smiting. Who can I bless? Let me bless some people. Okay. I'm going to send some blessings to my kids.
Nice.
Aww.
I know. I love my kids. My lover, Elisa. Oh, I would like to smite also the pickleball players across the street from my house where it was so quiet and calm. And then they decided to put two pickleball courts up and I need to smite the town.
Ooh,
of Provincetown for putting this pickleball and ruining our lives.
All right, I'm going to look into this.
I think I can actually do something about this.
I'm smiting the town for not, you know, doing their due diligence. So, pickleball. And I'm going to go play tennis this afternoon. I'm blessing all of my tennis associates, I guess you would call them, who I will be playing with today. Oh, I'd like to bless Nadal. He was amazing. And Swiatek. I love Coco Gauff, so I want to bless her.
This has gotten very personal. I love it.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot
This is like an Academy Award.
Personal. Yeah, I don't know.
Good for you.
Yeah, I found some blessings. I'm excited.
Good.
Yeah.
I would like to bless my bank account. If you could bless my bank account, that would be great.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
All
wow.
Right.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck
thank
with the
you.
Tennis.
Bless you for this tomato. You know, I got
a
nice
tomato
today. Yeah, thank you.
Have fun with your tennis match.
Thank you.
Don't
thank
break
you,
a
God.
Leg.
I won't.
It's time for your new commandment of the week, everybody. Thou shalt not blame mass shootings on video games, weed, and porn. Those things are super fun, me damn it. If anything, you're not all doing those things enough. The reason that mass shootings happen is because there are so many fucking guns in the USA that you can trip over them just leaving the post office. It's like Uncle Scrooge's money bin, but instead of gold, it's filled with guns, and you can just swim in them. It's not the porn dipshit, it's the guns. Ban the guns. And I know what you'll say. God, if you ban guns, only criminals will have them. But the same people that say that want to ban abortion. Why will banning abortion work, but banning guns won't? You fucking idiots. Do as I say, damn you. Ban the guns, ban the bullets, ban all that shit. Damn it, humans. You're too fucking stupid to have guns. The Lord has spoken.